L-E-R. Okay, sounds good.
Jeremiah's Tree Service, this is Clyde.
Hey Clyde, it's Nicole with the Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing?
I am doing well. How are you?
Good, good. How's your week been? Busy.
Pretty much the same as last week. Well, yeah, last week I was preparing for them to leave and then they came back, so now this week has been catch up. but we do have one of my bosses, we have it actually on our schedule for next week, but that is our top priority, is getting this application into you guys, because we want to get this figured out sooner rather than later.
Okay. What are you waiting for from them? Is it like signatures or just kind of going over everything? Or?
Yeah, he just needs to review everything, and obviously in signatures as well. And I don't have the information on the other boss, so that's kind of the holdup, but he wants to work with me on it, so I'm...
Okay.
I'm like, okay, I'm filling all the bills and figuring out this. I've got another audit I'm working on this week for something else, so that's been my whole week.
Oh, fun. They've just got you running around like a chicken with your head cut off, huh?
Yeah, during our busiest time of the year, we're getting all kinds of, you know, can you give us a payroll audit for this and that? And I'm like, oh my goodness, yeah, I can, like in November. It'd be great. So
couldn't you have asked me this a few months ago?
Yeah, I'm like, we have so much downtime. This is not that. This is straight up fire season. So yeah, we definitely have you on the. I've heard him even talking about it to the other guy. So I know that we're doing it next week. But so hopefully you're going to hear something from us by. I doubt he'll work with me on Monday. Probably Tuesday we'll get something figured out and get it over to you. I'm going to try to take a look at it tomorrow and get it kind of better going, but we all have goals, Nicole. We all have goals.
I feel ya. Are you guys busy during fire season? How does that work?
Well, the fire department goes around marking people's houses for a defensible space, which means that they have trees and brush really close to their house so that if there is a fire, it'll catch their house on fire. So they need to have all of that removed to be in compliance with the fire department. So in addition to everyone finally, like now that Labor Day is almost happening, you know, a lot of the kids are back in school, so vacation's over and people are starting to go, oh, we have to take care of our trees, you know, before the winter. Plus, it's the huge drought, so we have all of these big pines dying. So it's everyone, oh, this tree is suddenly dead, and we're like, we know, they're all dead. So, and it's an emergency to them, and we're just, you know, trying to keep up, but we've got a lot of big projects going that are week-long kind of things. So.
Oh, that's good,
It's crazy. So this is, this is my first time working here during the actual season, and now I understand what they were talking about. They're like, just wait for it, just wait. I'm like, oh my gosh, this is madness, and I can handle busy, but wow. Yeah, I'm excited for it to be snow season again.
Well, and I'm sure with all the fires going on just in general, it starts to spook people.
Exactly. People start giving a lot more craps about their house. They're like, oh, man, did you see that fire down south? And we hope that doesn't happen in Tahoe. But it's
my stepsister, she was evacuated. She lives out in like the Hesperia Thielen area where the fire is right there. So they were all evacuated a few days ago, but... So far, it looks like the fire's going a different way, so...
Well, that's good. It's looking gnarly, yeah. I was thinking about driving down to L.A. this weekend, and I'm riding everyone down there going, how's the five? Am I going to be driving through a fire? Because I'm not going to do that because it's perfect weather here. Why would I do that?
You should be fine on the five. I know the fire's on the 15, so it's a little bit more
that's
east,
what they
but...
Said.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Okay, cool. So, I guess I'll follow up with you next week if I don't hear anything back.
Perfect.
You have my number and my email if you guys have any questions or just need to get a hold of me for anything.
Yeah, I'm looking at Wednesday. I'm hoping that we will, that'd be the latest that I would say we'd have something worked out by then.
Okay, great.
That's our goal. For
the business itself, do you guys usually bring on any new equipment around this time or is it just you guys have, are you set on that?
Well, anything can happen, but we bought so many things already this year that was kind of like a before the season starts, you know, you want to have all that.
Yeah.
So I don't think that situation will change. And that's what we're trying to kind of figure out. We really want to just, I don't think we're going to be purchasing anything We're trying to prepare for the winter so we can still get paid.
Or the yeah.
Paid. so trust me, this is important to us. I like getting paid year round. That's important.
Yeah, so, definitely. Yeah. What do you guys do in the the slow seasons? Do you guys focus elsewhere, or how does that work?
Well, we lay off our crew typically, and they get other. They all work at the ski resorts in the winter, and then. We still have jobs that we do. What we prune in the snow, even because it's the best time of year to prune, so that it doesn't invite in all the engraver beetles. Mm-hmm. So we do still work, but typically I'm just doing payroll and then all of the admin stuff, paying all the bills, keeping the business going.
Yeah.
So, and that they both go on international vacations. So I don't know.
Okay. All right, Clyde. Well, I will go ahead and follow up with you. Should I be Wednesday, Thursday? What's best for you?
Yeah, put Wednesday next week.
Okay, sounds good. I'll call you on Wednesday if I don't hear anything back, and we'll go from there.
Okay, great talking with you, Nicole.
All right, you too. Have a good weekend. Bye.
Thanks.